A plan to remove 50 missiles from America's land-based nuclear arsenal should not significantly affect operations at Montana's Malmstrom Air Force Base. That's according to Senator John Tester, who says he is happy with how the U.S. Defense Department is complying with a nuclear reduction treaty signed with Russia in 2011. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says it's not clear how many missiles will be pulled from Malmstrom.
The U.S. and Russia limited themselves to 700 deployed nuclear weapons apiece through the 2011 New START, or Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. Russia is already well below that limit, 473 at last check, but the U.S. was sitting at 809. In ratcheting down to 700, the U.S. is pulling missiles from all three legs of what's called the nuclear triad – some from bomber airplanes, some from nuclear submarines, and the rest from the arsenal of land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs. Those ICBMs are operated by bases in Wyoming, North Dakota, and Malmstrom Air Force Base manages the 150 missiles scattered around Montana. Senator John Tester says he's happy to see only 50 missiles removed from the total of 450. And he says reducing those missiles will not reduce personnel.
I think where the win is here is that, you know, the missile silos, even though they may not have a missile in them, will be kept operational.
This would allow the military to move the remaining warheads between silos.
To make sure the folks who want to do us harm don't know where they're at.
The deadline for removing these missiles is not until 2018. Tester says it's unclear how many will be taken from Malmstrom, and that may always be the case.
Because of the nature of the security of this, that information may be classified forever because we do not want the people who want to do us harm to know which silos are open and which silos have missiles in them.
Tester does not think recent drug use and an exam cheating scandal among launch officers at Malmstrom will impact how many missiles are removed from the base.
I think this is nothing more than a black eye, a wound that will be healed.
The 50 missiles removed from the fleet will not be destroyed. Rather, they will be put into standby status, stored at their base, or in some cases sent in for repairs or maintenance. Hans Christensen is an arms control expert at the Federation of American Scientists. He calls the overall plan to conform to the START Treaty disappointing. He said in an email exchange with the Associated Press, the decision appears to have more to do with the Obama administration surrendering to what he calls the ICBM caucus in Congress than with strategic considerations about national security. Senator Tester calls the ICBMs the most cost-effective nuclear deterrent the U.S. has. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.